Operation Lone Star engineers install new strategic border barrier. Texas border business. Austin, Texas, Governor Greg Abbott, the Texas Department of Public Safety, DPS, and the Texas National Guard continue to work together to secure the border, stop the smuggling of drugs, weapons, and people into Texas, and prevent, detect, and interdict transnational criminal activity between ports of entry. Since the launch of Operation Lone Star, the multi-agency effort has led to over 488,500 illegal immigrant apprehensions and more than 37,300 criminal arrests, with more than 33,800 felony charges reported. In the fight against the fentanyl crisis, Texas law enforcement has seized over 450 million lethal doses of fentanyl during this border mission. Texas has also bussed over 12,500 migrants to Washington, D.C. since April 2022, over 27,300 migrants to New York City since August 2022, over 22,500 migrants to Chicago since August 2022, over 3,200 migrants to Philadelphia since November 2022, over 8,900 migrants to Denver since May 18, over 1,100 migrants to Los Angeles since June 14. Operation Lone Star continues to fill the dangerous gaps created by the Biden administration's refusal to secure the border. Every individual who is apprehended or arrested and every ounce of drugs seized would have otherwise made their way into communities across Texas and the nation due to President Joe Biden's open border policies. Recent highlights from Operation Lone Star. Watch. Governor Abbott. Texas has right to use floating marine barriers. On Sunday, Governor Abbott joined Fox News' Maria Bartiromo to respond to a panel on the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals denying Texas's sovereignty to secure the border with floating marine barriers. Governor Abbott maintained Texas's right to use these barriers to secure the border, noting that the state of Texas is, absolutely, prepared to take this fight to the United States Supreme Court. We will be seeking what's called an unbuffed ruling by the entire Direct Court of Appeals, and if we lose there, we will take that to the United States Supreme Court because we know Texas has the right to legally deploy those buoys in the water to prevent people from entering our country and our state illegally, said Governor Abbott. Governor Abbott will soon sign new law boosting Texas border wall funding. Earlier this week, Governor Abbott shared construction video of Texas's border wall and noted that he will soon sign a new law to boost funding for the project. The governor thanked the bill's author and sponsor, Senator Joan Huffman and Representative J.C. Jetton, for their work to secure this important funding. Watch. DPS Lieutenant Olivares. Abuse of asylum process encourages illegal crossings. Captain Chris Daniel, SRT-1 officer in charge, describes how new ACB being installed behind concertina wire in high-traffic areas along the Rio Grande River will help slow down illegal crossings. We have bad actors that are coming over, opening up the C wire, and allowing traffic to move through, said Captain Daniel. They're going to have to do a lot more cutting to get through the ACB. What we're trying to do is create a barrier that's going to allow Task Force South, DPS, whoever else is down here, and some of the drone teams to be able to hopefully intercept those bad actors and stop them from manipulating those barriers.